Can't believe we're already here. Time flies really fast, doesn't it? I still remember when we first faced you three right outside that old ghost town. You were little babies compared to how you are now. Now look at you. You're finally getting your chance to play with the grown-ups. Yeah, you've really come into your own, big guy. It always felt like I was three steps ahead of you, but it looks like you've caught up to me. Took you long enough. Yeah. I'll always remember you as my greatest rival, and I hope you'll do the same for me. No matter who wins or who loses, I want you to put up a good fight for me in the end. I didn't come to face you here for nothing. Well, keeping you from getting to your destination has always been a priority for us. It's not just my wants that need to be accounted for. Because if I were to have it my way, I'd be here to fight you for fun, to see who's the strongest of the two of us. But that's just not how things are, you know? Yeah, I hope you understand. It's my job to stop you. So that means I have to be the strongest one here, not you. That's what I like to hear. You better back up those words. Got it? I want this to be a fight to remember. And of course, I can't forget about our other friend here. Are you going to be good backup like you always are? Or did you have someone else in mind to fight for today? Oh, don't get me wrong. It's not all fun and games here. This may very well be a fight to the death. I'd just like to know the order of events so I can see where I should be focusing my attacks. Aww, don't be like that. This is a big deal for me. He and I go way back, so a one-on-one would be a lot more meaningful, don't you think? Can't you just ignore the two of us for a while and fight off the rest of my allies first? I'd like at least a little bit of time to gauge which one of us is the strongest. Fine, fine, I gotcha. Sheesh. Talk about being overly efficient. Can't even get my shining moment when it actually matters. Well, if you're that serious, then I expect you to put up just as good of a fight as him. Make me believe you want to get past us and finish what you came out here to do. Good. I expect nothing but the best from the two of you. And last but certainly not least, our third and final friend. Oh, you. There's a lot I expect from you. Yes. I need you to do one very important thing. Die for me.
Shit.
He almost got me with that one. Come on, big boy. Just you and me.
I've been waiting to sink my teeth into that hide of yours for ages. I just slaughtered your little buddy here. And this is all you've got for me. This is the only power the rage you should feel can summon. Some friends and allies you are. You're pathetic. Know your place.
Hey there. You look like you had a nice, well-needed rest. And that took a lot out of me. I'm not used to healing wounds that deep. Probably should have practiced a bit more. Yeah, the one on your stomach. Where I stabbed you. Now, what did I say before? Something about taking your life? Well, I did. You're dead to your friends and my allies. Yes, your friends weren't too happy about that. I was almost on the receiving end of a blade myself after they saw what I did to you. Saw my life flash right before my eyes and everything. But luckily, I got out of there in one piece. Otherwise, maybe you really would have been dead. I tried my hardest to make sure you wouldn't bleed out quickly. But it had to be convincing enough to make it look like you weren't coming back from that. Something you should know is that I'm very skilled with a knife. But I only really like to show it off during special occasions. Of course, you've seen that firsthand. Believe me. I know where all the weak spots are on the body. It's important to know whether you're aiming to kill someone or not. No, I know more than just those when it comes to you. You're weak in a lot of other areas too. Maybe with all the time we have now, I'll be able to become familiar with every inch of you. Of course, it's just us, remember? No one else. The outcome of what happened really doesn't matter at this point. Whether your side or my side lived or died changes nothing. You knew going into this that there was a chance you'd never get to see them again. And you won't. Because we're past all of that. I gave you an opportunity to make lasting memories with them. You had all that time to do it. Was that not enough? Does saving the world mean all that much when the only world you have is this one right here? You've got me. You've got this nice new home. There's nothing to worry about anymore. Yeah. We're free to do whatever we want now. No amount of resentment anyone has or had will take this away from us. Why don't you tell me this? What would you have done if everything went all according to your plan? You saved the world and got rid of all your enemies. Now what? All you've got left are your friends. They want to go about their lives. And what about you? Nope. I'm long gone. Better than you are to the world right now. How are you going to spend the rest of your days? Surely, the boys would be greeted with many prospective lovers who'd give anything to catch the eyes of the latest saviors of the world. No doubt they'd take the bait and spend the rest of their days drowning in their glory. They always struck me as more simple-minded than you. I don't doubt that you'd have gotten your fair share of admirers. But only those with good taste. Sadly, no. It's not the same as me. Of course you'd prefer me, wouldn't you? But that's what's so great about how things turned out. We both got what we wanted. You'll get so much more, I promise you. I put a lot of time and effort into getting all of this ready for us. We'll have a nice, comfortable life from now on. I'll take care of you in every possible way. As your friend, family, and lover. Anything you need me to be. Yes, I'll do it all. Just for you. There's just one thing I need from you in return. Can I ask that you take care of me, too? All you need to do is indulge me every once in a while, like you usually do. Nothing that should scare you away. I promise it'll be things that make you feel good too. Let's test out this request then. Is that all right if I lie down next to you for a bit? All that healing tired me out. Yeah. Being close to you will make me feel a lot better. If that's okay with you. Thank you. I'm very grateful for that. Now just move over a little bit. It feels nice finally being here. Come a little closer. That's better. You're so warm. Would you do one more thing for me? Could you make your cute little noises while I kiss you? You sound. No one else is going to hear you. Not now or ever. We're far away from everyone, so don't be afraid to lose yourself in this. You can give in and no one will be the wiser. So relax and let it happen. there's no need to worry. I'll make sure it stays between us. It'll be our little secret.